Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, who's been here almost from the beginning. She almost predates me. She's, as a member of our brain trust, Karen is the president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
SBE Council, we are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We have over 100,000 members throughout the country, and day in and day out, we work on a range of policies and initiatives that will strengthen the ecosystem for startup activity and small business growth. So SBEcouncil.org, Twitter at SBEcouncil. You can find us on Facebook and LinkedIn. And we'd love people to sign up for our e-news, get involved with our organization, because we're really we're effective because of the great members that we have, like you, Jim, who are engaged with our work.
Need, we need
get
more.
Out the word.
We need. I was telling the audience when you were. I told them you were coming. We have a situation where when you compare small business lobbying, our forces in Washington compared to the big companies. We're not even lunch money. We're not even change. We're not even a rounding error in the terms of the critical mass that we have. We need more. And I've said this for a long time. If every small business out there would put their a little bit of time and a little bit of money, even just $25 toward the handful of organizations like yours that advocate for small businesses, we could rule the world. If we could get everybody behind this the way big companies do, we could rule the world, and the world would be a better place.
You got it. That's absolutely right, Jim, because we do a lot with little resources, and because it's the authentic voices of small businesses getting engaged that matters. And anyway, you're absolutely right. We'd love for more people to join us. We need you.
SBEcouncil.org. Karen, we're talking about the USMCA, the Mexico-Canada-U.S. trade agreement that replaces NAFTA. It's been negotiated. It's done. It's ready for Congress's approval. Where are we stuck?
Well, this USITC report came out, so that is a really important thing to happen before we move on. And, you know, we've been up there advocating. We're going to need, you know, there's 235 Democrats, 198 Republicans. We have most of the Republicans. We need 34 to 36 Democrats, you know, assuming all Republicans will be on board, and there'll be a couple who defect, I would say, from the president. So that's where we are. In the Ways and Means, we've got some really good Democrat support on trade in general, but we just need to start getting some traction.
Is there anything about this law that they don't like besides the fact that
There's a lot that... Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. Are we going to get President Trump a quote-unquote win on this? But look at, you know, a lot of these new members, particularly from these agricultural states, from these tech states, I mean, they've got it. This agreement is so important for them, for manufacturers, for small businesses. I mean, it's something that these new members in particular, if they say, you know, they're going to be thinking independently, thinking about their constituents, then they have to support this agreement, from my perspective.
But you and I both know the Democrats are really good at keeping their people, their chickens inside the house, inside the hen house.
Well, you know, these new members said they were not going to be like that. They were going to be not dedicated, allegiance to no party, no leader, et cetera. Getting on board USMCA would send an important
But most of those new ones don't
They
want
have to
President
be reelected.
Trump.
They can't just investigate the president, you know, for now until, you know, the next election. They're going
well,
to
I will tell you, if they,
if
this law, if this new trade deal can, if the word can be out on the positive parts of why it's important, and the Democrats don't get behind this particular deal, as benign as it is politically, if they can't get behind this, then I think this is going to be a big part of them overplaying their hand, and I think it will cost them in 2020.
I agree, because there's something in this, there's things in this agreement that we don't necessarily agree with, but on the big picture, it's good, because there's some labor things in
it's
here.
It's good.
The labor
what is it,
union
what is it they say? Good policy is good politics, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's a great agreement for small business and entrepreneurs and for those who want to go global.
So, folks, those of you who live in Democrat districts, your member of Congress is a Democrat. Please talk to them about this. Educate yourself on the USMCA agreement. Make sure you understand it, and get them to vote on it as a standalone issue, not irrespective of who the president is. This is a good deal. Hey, Karen, thanks again for being here. Keep up the good work, and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen Kerrigan, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.